you know, early on, you know, of course you came on the scene fairly strong, you know, as a great return, and all, you know, the numbers kind of validate that a little bit. But from there, as far as our team is concerned, we wanted to, you know, say, hey, look at what he's doing with the limited amount of touches. We want to get him more. So receiver came into play then. And when you add more like that, I'm going to say that that's what caused a little log there and the success he was having with his returns. But just concentrating on becoming a, you know, a starting wide receiver, I think just took a little bit away from the returns. I think it was any more than that. He was working hard, doing everything we were asking him to do. But after a period of time, you do adjust, and he got the receiver part down, and then he was able to concentrate more on being a returner again too. And we initially started him out just, you know, with the punt returns, but about the Buffalo game, he really came and asked if he could do more. So, you know, experience allows you to do more things, and we're just glad to see the old Devin back. He is back to form where, you know, we feel like he can go to distance anytime he touches the ball, really as a returner or as a receiver.
Lovie, the dynamic of your game with the Packers changed a little bit last night. Can you talk about how you approach this game now?
Yeah, how did it change? Tell me that. Who am I speaking to? Tell me how did it change?
Well, with the Eagles winning, or losing rather.
Yeah, that doesn't affect us. We're playing our biggest rival this week. We have an opportunity to do something that's never been done in NFC North, and that's win every game in a division. We want to continue to improve going into the playoffs. So we for sure know that we have a bye, but nothing else has changed. We have a typical Wednesday practice today and getting ready to play a very good Green Bay Packer team.
So with all hands on deck on Sunday night?
You were part of this conversation we just had, right? We're playing to win the game. It's a typical Wednesday, and we have Green Bay coming up.
Lovie, in 06, I think you guys rested some guys in the final game, and it worked out pretty well for you. I mean, you lost the game, but it worked out pretty well for you in the long run, didn't it? And does that do you look back and check your notes and see what that kind of impact had on you?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I was in charge then, so I kind of realized what we did back then, but you adjust a lot of things. In 06, we had some injuries, too. There's a lot of things that goes into who plays what. But for us, though, guys, it's 2010, and we plan on playing our guys this week, and I don't know what else I need to tell you besides that. You know,
Can you talk about just your feeling about how the Packers have held together, have a chance to go to the playoff despite all their injuries, just what you see in this club?
Well, injuries are part of it. You know, we've had injuries before in the past, too, and you don't talk a lot about injuries. To me, it says a lot about the depth of their team, that they've continued to win, you know, losing some of those players. But I know they've lost some good players, but the core of their team is still in place, and you know, showing in the games. Of course, they play good throughout the year, but last week really seemed to get it all together. But it's hard not to have a good football team when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers leading your team. Of course, he, you know, I definitely voted for him for the Pro Bowl. He's a heck of a player, and they have a lot of good players, so you can see why they're having success.
Coach, Rodgers is coming off one of his best career games. What do you see in him that is better than other quarterbacks that you face and prepare for?
Well, I just talking about some of the things we see that he does well. He can make all of the throws, has a strong arm, he's mobile, makes very few bad decisions as far as where to throw the football. So he's what you're looking for, you know, at the quarterback position. All the things you ask him to do, he can. We feel the same way. Our quarterback, Jay Cutler, can make all of the throws. He's mobile. He's got a good cast of receivers. I'm talking about Jay has a good cast of receivers that he's working with, and the same thing for Aaron.
Yeah, Lovey, you've had some success against him. Why is that?
When you say success, I think we're about 500 or so since Mike got up there. But that's how, you know, it should be when it's a rivalry game. NFC North is a tough division. You have to be able to win on the road in our division. So, we've had some success, but every game is, for the most part, except for a couple of games in the series, it's been a game that went right down to the end.
Any level of concern with how the Patriots and Jets put some points up against your defense?
We're concerned every time anyone scores, but you know how that goes. You have to give other team credit. The Patriots really played well against us, and of course the Jets did too. But we feel pretty good about how we played defense.
Coach, a number of times I've seen Devin Hester make a catch over the middle when everyone else is deep. It seems like Mike March has been effective in just finding ways and getting the ball in Devin's hands. It doesn't have to necessarily be deep down the field. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, Mike March has done a great job. Mike's as good a coach as there is around. And we've seen some results from that. Mike Tice has also done a super job with us here, but Mike has put our receivers in positions to make plays. And not only Devin Hester, of course, Johnny Knox has had a great year also. Greg Olson it's not like we want to trade Greg Olson for any tight ends around. So we have some skilled guys that we want to get the ball in their hands.
Talk a lot about
receivers, but you can make a case for the MVP of our team here lately has been Matt Forte. Really has been playing outstanding ball, whether it's catching out of the backfield or running or whatever we've asked him to do.
Sorry, Lovey. Going back to the defense, the New England and Jets games notwithstanding, you've coached this Tampa too for a really long time. You feel like you've gotten pretty close to perfecting it with the guys you have in place that play it and the way you play it?
Well, I think we know what we want to do with our defense, and we know there's no such thing as a perfect defense. Some are stronger, at certain things at certain times, but we feel good about our package and what the package brings and just being able to have success with it. It has a proven track record, so it's not like we're trying to figure out what we want to do with it. We know what we want to do with it, and we have a great coaching staff. Rod Marinelli has done a super job, of course, coordinating it, and then we have good players. On the Pro Bowl, Julius Peppers has been outstanding for us. He makes any defense look better. Of course, getting Brian Urlacher back and Lance Briggs is a perennial Pro Bowler, so we have good players here that's running it.
Lovey, when you were first hired, you said your number one goal was to beat the Packers. Considering the Packers have only won one division title in the last 6 years, has your goal changed?
Okay, when I said that, when I came in, the Packers were the defending champs when I came in. And there is a rivalry that you have. I don't care where you are. There's a team that's your number one rival, and you need to beat them. That was in order for us to achieve our goal of winning the Super Bowl, I felt like we needed to beat them. And you mentioned the division. It hasn't changed. We still want to beat our rival. The Packers will always be contending, I think, for the division championship. But, I mean, we want to beat Detroit and Minnesota just as much. That's why this game is so important to us. And to have an opportunity, I realize how strong the division is. To have an opportunity to sweep the division is important for us.
You never get tired of having that quote brought back up to you, hey, Lovey?
Hey, it's a part of it. We're not running from it.
Hey, can you talk about the growth of your receivers? I guess that was probably the quote-unquote no-name bunch entering the year, but they've been pretty effective, haven't they?
Yes, our receivers have. We talked about Devin Hester, and I mentioned, Greg Olson, and of course, Matt Forte as receivers also, but Earl Bennett You know, Earl is our third receiver, and he's been outstanding in his role. There have been, you know, a few games where he's really carried us, but we feel good about all our receivers. Of course, Devin Aramishadu has made good plays for us, and